In the Valley, people are passionate about their roundabouts. Along with improving safety and traffic flow, roundabouts are also used as de facto gallery spaces. But with new public art popping up in these places, so are questions and complaints. Of course, every town is a little different, but they all seem to have gotten stuck in the same controversies. First, the public wants a say on their public art. Also, there are actual safety concerns. And then there's this funny collaboration between traffic engineers, government officials, and artists. So let's start in Silt, where a new centerpiece was installed last month.
Statuary is about 7 feet tall, two blue herons standing in what appear to be some reeds, similar to what you would find on the Colorado River.
That's Rick Alouse, Silt's mayor. He describes the new sculpture as part of the town's effort to rebrand itself. You see, the former centerpiece depicted a nude rock climber, and it became the butt of a lot of jokes. Locals called it the Round of Butt. But Alouse says there's another reason the first sculpture was so problematic.
The previous centerpiece was so large that it was difficult to see cars that might have been coming from the other direction to see what was in the roundabout and what wasn't.
Alouse says that the Colorado Department of Transportation did not like the old statue because it obstructed drivers' views. But Tracy Truelove, the Valley's regional communications manager for CDOT, says sometimes adding artwork can actually increase the safety of roundabouts.
But a lot of the art you see that does go in tends to actually make a situation where the line of sight across the roundabout is protected.
Meaning that drivers actually pay more attention to the cars adjacent to them rather than those across the way. In order for the centerpiece to work, it can't be distracting. Like, no buts. Truelove says this creates a dynamic where the traffic engineers actually become curators to a degree.
That's another thing that's kind of funny about our policy and our guideline for integrating art is that it can be broad, right? Art's a very subjective medium.
The art part of the process, Truelove says, is up to local municipalities and can sometimes seem like it's happening behind closed doors. Usually a philanthropist will commission an artist of their choice to create a work, then present it to the town as a gift. The town can either decide to accept it or reject it. That's where Truelove sees the most passionate public response.
It definitely seems like something that local municipalities like to have to highlight or showcase their town.
James Searles is a modernist sculptor based in Carbondale. He designed the town's roundabout sculpture called Sewing the Future, installed in 2014.
There very easily could be, and often is, controversy between an arts council and the artist, let's say. Not on a personal level, but on a formality level of how it was all handled and who introduced it and how it was voted on and when it was approved to go to the next step.
He says it's important for both the town and the artist to be cognizant of what is being placed in a roundabout.
It's there speaking for a bigger group of people than just that artist that made it. So meaning, content, symbolism, metaphoric realities, those all have to come to bear. They should all be discussed. The town should know what they're getting.
Searle says not everyone showed signs of approval.
I don't think that's unusual, to tell you the truth.
Groundwork for a new installation began last week in a Snowmass Village roundabout. Travis Elliott is the assistant town manager. On one hand, there were national regulations at play.
Sightline distances, how big it is, all of that was taken into consideration.
But also, the public wanted a say in the design. The piece, sculpted by South Dakota artist laureate Dale Claude Lamphere, has become an object of controversy among residents. The sculpture, made of stainless steel and creek rock, is meant to capture the beauty and speed of downhill skiing. But locals say the representation of the town should have been designed by a local. Again, Elliott points out that the public officials were the curators in this process.
The town went through a lengthy public input process through our Snowmass Arts Advisory Board, who is a group of volunteers of the community, and the Planning Commission, who is also a group of volunteers. And they ultimately recommended to the town council that we accept the sculpture.
The piece, working title Double Black Diamond, is scheduled for installation in July. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.